Here on the Red River Farm Network. Since 2024, Helena Agra Enterprises pulled more than 600,000 soil samples across the U.S. Helena National Agronomist Derek Emmerine says the top four deficient nutrients were sulfur, zinc, boron, and manganese. Phosphorus and potassium rounding out the top six.
You go back 4 or 5 years ago, sulfur was in the top two, but also potassium was higher up on that list. I know within Helen and a lot of other agricultural retailers, there's been a lot more talk about potassium the last handful of years. So we're actually seeing that move down, but these micronutrients are coming up. And I think some of it has to do, you know, we've had pretty high yields in general across the U.S. the last couple years, and I think these micronutrients are starting to play a bigger role.
Tissue sampling is also done nationwide with more than 13,000 corn tissue tests in 2024.
And then we also track that by growth stage. So boron, for example, we'll track throughout all the growth stages, and what we're seeing is that a majority of our boron deficiency is showing up anywhere from V14 through reproduction. And boron is one of those nutrients that is highly important at reproduction. So you go into 26, guys want to try to figure out, where can I save money? Where can I get my biggest bang for my dollar? You know, use the data that you have. And then for some of these micronutrients, reproduction might be a really good time to do it.
Checking quotes, May Wheat, Minneapolis.